This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. In Jammu and Kashmir, a cloudburst hit a remote village in Kathua district in Jammu division, claiming 7 lives and injuring 6 others. The incident occurred in Jorghati village of Rajbagh during the early hours this morning, cutting off access to the area and damaging land and property. A joint team of J&K Police and the State Disaster Response Force managed to reach the site and joined the local volunteers in the rescue operation. Jammu Divisional Commissioner Ramesh Kumar said 7 people have died due to the landslide. He said rescue operations are ongoing and some people are being rescued by helicopters.
Kathua mein raat se heavy rain ho raha tha. Juthana, Jakhol, Bhaga wala area mein flash flood hua. Us flash flood mein durbhagyavash jo hai landslide hone ki wajah se 7 logon ki jaan gayi hai. Pura wahan pe rescue operation chal raha hai. Army, SDRF, NDRF, Civil Administration Police kar rahi hai. Usme jo logon ko jo tha unko rescue bhi kiya gaya hai. Kuch log jo hai unko helicopter se rescue kiya ja raha hai kyunki wahan se accessibility kat gayi hai. To wahan par abhi halat theek hai. Jo durbhagyavash jinki death ho gayi thi landslide se unko nikala gaya hai.
Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh spoke to SSP Kathua Shobhi Saxena and took stock of the situation. In a social media post, Dr. Jitendra Singh said helicopter services have been arranged for shifting of the injured to hospital in Mamun, Pathankot. He said the district administration is monitoring the situation closely and has urged the residents to stay away from water bodies for their safety. He said the damage has occurred to the railway track and national highway, while police station Kathua has also been affected. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall has caused a sharp rise in water levels across the region, with the Uj River flowing close to the danger mark. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister of Jammu and Kashmir Omar Abdullah regarding the cloudburst in Kathua district. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said relief and rescue operations are being carried out by the local administration and NDRF teams have also been rushed to the site. He assured every support from the government, saying it stands firmly behind the people of Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate 2 major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in New Delhi in a short while. These projects include the Delhi section of the Dwarka Expressway and Urban Extension Road 2. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also address the gathering. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri arrived in Kathmandu this morning on a 2-day official visit at the invitation of his Nepali counterpart Amrit Bahadur Rai. Mr. Misri met with Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in Singhdarbar today. Later in the day, he will meet President Ramchandra Paudel, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa, CPN Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal, who is also leader of the main opposition in Parliament, and Foreign Minister Arzu Rana Dewa. Mr. Misri will hold delegation-level talks with Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai. The discussion between the 2 foreign secretaries is expected to be on connectivity, development cooperation and other bilateral matters. India's space hero, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, received a warm welcome upon his arrival at Delhi's International Airport early this morning. He was received at the airport by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan. After making history as the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, Shubhanshu Shukla underwent rehabilitation in the United States to recover from the physical demands of his groundbreaking mission. Mr. Shukla piloted NASA's Axiom 4 mission, which was launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida on 25th June this year. Shukla is also one of the astronauts shortlisted for India's first human spaceflight mission, Gaganyaan, which is set to launch by the end of next year. In a significant achievement for consumer grievance redressal in the country, 10 states along with the National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission have recorded a disposal rate of over 100% in July. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry said in a statement that this indicates that the number of cases resolved exceeded the number of cases filed during this period. And that is the end of this news bulletin.